All right, we will continue on with our agenda. And we are at item 17, GPA Management Partnership Project, and Ryan Park will be joining us. Welcome, Ryan.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. Today I'm here to talk to you about some partnership projects on GPAs, and specifically two partnership projects that we did in 2024 on game production areas in southeast South Dakota. I'm Ryan Park, Regional Habitat Program Manager out of Region 3. First thing is this, we do a lot of work on game production areas with a lot of nonprofits in the state of South Dakota. Some of them nonprofits, Pheasants Forever, we do a lot of partnerships with Pheasants Forever. Pollinator plots, cleanup days, some land acquisition stuff, and on top of that, they do a lot of private land public access projects, and then just getting people out to hunt, to youth hunt days, and I just participated in adult pheasant hunting with adult onset hunters out in Chamberlain area too. But today I'll be specifically talking to you about game production area projects. We also do projects with Ducks Unlimited, Delta Waterfall, Rocky Mountain Elk, Mule Deer Foundation does a lot of projects, cleanups, stuff like that, Adopt a GPA. Recently we've been working with South Dakota bow hunters quite a bit on both walk-in area and game production area boots on the ground projects also, National Wild Turkey. And then we also work with a lot of federal agencies and local conservation districts on projects on game production areas. Today, the first big project that I'm going to talk with you about is the Redstone Tree Planting Project. This project came about in April, March of 2024. I was asked, me and my resource biologist were asked to attend a local chapter Pheasants Forever meeting to meet with the board on game production area management. The purpose of this meeting was to just talk about tracts of land that are being managed in the Mitchell area and why we are doing what we are doing. Once we started that conversation, why we're doing what we're doing, and what is holding us back from doing some other stuff on some of them game production areas. The question was brought up, what can we do to help? Once that question was brought up, I told them that I would meet with them at Pheasant Fest and present to them certain projects within 50-mile radius of the Mitchell area and go over what they can do to help improve game production areas at the local level. When I presented them seven projects. Once I presented the map, we decided on two specific projects. One project was ready to go for 2024. The other project wasn't quite ready to go in 2024 and was pushed to 2025. This project that was identified was a Redstone GPA tree planting project. We met with the chapter members at Redstone, and they were very excited to get this project going. With this project, the original plan of this project was to plant a 16-row shelter belt in addition to a 2-to-3-row degraded shelter belt that was already on Redstone game production area. We moved forward. It was very late in the year, so we weren't able to get a lot of species with this project. We started moving on this in April, and the trees were in the ground in May. But once they started looking at the area, on top of the tree planting project, we worked with local landowners to get the area prepped, ready for tree planting in a short amount of time. We had a wet spring, so it was hard to get the equipment in, get everything done. But local landowners were huge in this and helped till it, helped prep it, got everything ready to go. From there, the chapter members also came in and removed a degraded interior fence in this area, removed some degraded parking areas and improved them, added gravel. And then they also removed some dead trees in the existing shelter belt to allow this project to happen. This project was a combined effort between several entities. Game Fish and Parks was the property owner, and my staff had a lot to do with getting the trees in the ground, or helping getting the trees in the ground, working with the conservation district on, conservation district did the tree planting and also installed the fabric. Neighboring landowners were heavily involved with prepping, removing degraded fences, and then continued maintenance of the tree belt after the trees are planted. As you can see in some of these pictures, it's pretty well dissed and everything between the rows being maintained before we get grass planted in there next spring. And that was the neighboring landowner who was also contracted to do the food plots on this game production area also. Pheasants Forever, Pheasant Country, Pheasants Forever chapter provided a ton of manpower on this project. I identified this project. The reason we weren't able to do this project in the spring of 2024 is I just didn't have the staffing to complete this project. This is an 8-acre winter cover tree planting. Overall in our region, I believe we did 38 acres of winter cover tree plantings. So this was just over and above what we did with our budget. And then this fall, I don't have any pictures, but we were able to meet with the CEO of Pheasants Forever, Marilyn Vetter, and Secretary Roebling on site and present this project to Marilyn. From there has been a huge push within state Pheasants Forever chapters to do more projects similar to this. So I've already been in contact with multiple Pheasants Forever chapters and have three projects in the planning for 2025, tree planting and grass restorations, and then some more projects in the making right now. One other project that was done on game production areas, this was a lot smaller scale project, but we worked with Lake County Pheasants Forever chapter, who is one of the newest Pheasants Forever chapters in the nation, actually. And we added 2 acres of pure pollinator habitat on top of a high diversity restoration that Game Fish and Parks is already doing. So what this project did is this add a lot more diversity to a portion of a restoration that was already in the process through the Game Fish and Parks. This is a very common project for Pheasants Forever chapters to do. A lot of the times these projects, unfortunately it didn't work out this time, but a lot of these projects involve youth, kids, local schools, 4-H chapters, FFA chapters, stuff like that. And it just shows what just a few extra people can do to improve habitat on game production areas or just a couple extra dollars. Some of the projects that we have planned for 2025 is another tree planting project at Stickney Lake in Aurora County. That's also with the Pheasant Country Pheasants Forever chapter. And then they're also just recently added a Bitter Lake tree planting project. All these projects have been identified by Game Fish and Parks as areas that are needing improved winter cover. And the Pheasant Country chapter has really stepped up to helping us out working boots on the ground, doing a ton of work on these projects to get them in the ground next spring. And then we have a grassland restoration project also on Morris Muth game production area in Minor County. Bitter Lake is in Minor County also. Conservation districts have been great to work with on these two here. On top of that, in the district meetings, the PF leadership really pushed projects like these. We're talking to several chapters, and we're working with the Brookings County Pheasants Forever chapter on Winter Haven. We're doing a tree planting project there, and that'll be in the ground in spring of 2024. And the Conservation District is a heavy part of that chapter, so they've donated a lot of labor to that project. One more project I don't have on here, and it's not Pheasants Forever, we have a newly acquired piece of property in Lincoln County that I have been working heavily with South Dakota Bow Hunters Association on doing fence removal, signage, tree removal, whatever we think needs to be done. South Dakota Bow Hunters Association has been huge in offering volunteers to help with that project also. With that, I take any questions.
Very good. Any questions for Ryan or comments? I would just have the one. How often do you have groups reach out to you?
Generally, I have not. I talk to Pheasants Forever a lot because I'm a local chapter member at Pheasants Forever. So in them district meetings, I do have that conversation a lot. But recently, it has become very common for nonprofits. I've talked a lot with Mule Deer, Wild Turkey, Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited. I'm on the phone with someone probably weekly.
Okay, very good. Secretary Rubling.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. And Ryan, thanks for presenting this information to us this morning. I just want to say thank you to the staff that have been working on these partnerships. These are such great projects to showcase. We get way more done with way more hands to help us get things done with. So we're very excited to continue these partnerships. There's just a lot of opportunity here across the state, and I encourage all staff and all NGOs that are wanting to see their, you know, to help us with some physical activities and get some actual tree plantings in and food plot plantings in and do the work that we need to get done. We encourage you to reach out to us, and we'll make sure that happens. So I'm excited to see this grow as we continue reaching out to new partners and having more excitement around Habitat and Access here in South Dakota. So thank you, Ryan.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan. Good presentation.